I want to tell you why I'm unsubscribing more and reading less. I'm trimming back my blog reading, and I thought I'd share my reasons along with some benefits I've discovered. I've been working on this for a while, and I've trimmed it down to a small fraction of what my reading list once was. As I scroll through my blog subscriptions to handpick the ones I find most valuable, there's a nagging thought I just can't seem to shake. It forced me to question how much of the information in blogs is simply reworded hyperbole and borrowed thoughts picked up at another blog versus truly unique and useful insight. This is not a blanket insult of bloggers at all, but rather an observation. We are each influenced to some degree by the blogs we read. That can be a very good thing, but it can also have some downsides. I wrote about the influences around us in a recent article titled Social Media Self-Analysis: How Are You Being Influenced? I think it is worth some serious consideration of how this influence can affect the topics and tone of a blog. I used to read a lot more blogs from within my industry, but in the online marketing field, it seems that many blogs will fall into one of the four categories as follows. A. Preaching to the choir. B. Blind leading the blind. C. Beating a dead horse. Or D. Boundless awesomeness. I've been honored to know a good share of boundlessly awesome thinkers, but A, B, and C groups certainly account for a majority of blogs. A, B, and C also seem to be the ones copying and rewording the same topics as their peers. I still read a lot, but a lot less than I once did, and I'm being more selective than ever before. It has improved the quality of my work, too. I find myself addressing more topics that others are not. It has made me more creative, and even more than ever before, the inspiration comes from my own real-world useful experiences rather than something I just read about. Here's a recent example, and it was inspired by a conversation with a friend. See the blog article, Everybody is Not Your Target Market. This is the same reason that I did not read any other books about Twitter before I wrote one for myself back in 2009. I wanted my book to be uniquely mine and not hold any reflection of somebody else's work. The same goes for blogging, books, or other creative works. Blogs can be a great source of ideas and inspiration, but if not chosen carefully and when relied on in place of our own unique talents, the reverse is true. Let's face it, there's a whole lot of the same message regurgitated a squillion different ways. Some bloggers will have a more unique and interesting slant on the same topic, but overall, I find a lot of it to be the same old thing. It made me realize that of the many blogs I read, there's a much smaller number of truly unique thinkers. Those are the blogs I will continue to read. There you have it, the story of why I don't read as many blogs as I used to. I found that I am still just as in touch with my industry without reading all of that repetitive static. It lifted a burden and it allowed me to focus on the work I'm actually paid to do, and it's not reading blogs. I enjoy thought-provoking blogs that can shift my perspective or inspire new ideas. When I find one with value, I immediately subscribe and keep coming back for more. That keeps me on track with good thinking, and it helps me to avoid the proliferation of repackaged hyperbole. Can you relate to this? Do you ever trim back your reading in order to focus on quality? Do you ever notice those four categories I mentioned? Do you ever wonder if your blog will make it on your reader's shortened list? Please share your thoughts, and don't worry, we can still be friends if you unsubscribe. Thanks for your time. Have a great day. Look forward to your comments.